Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. It is late. It is great. The man to my left, your right, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. This guy right here is Pentelis. Our friend over there is Wario.
Yeah, we're using the term loosely. Yeah. Friend.
And we have a special guest tonight, Preach. Thank you, Preach, for coming. People.
Yeah, I'm not so special.
You are special. You're special, but not in a short bus. Yeah,
we're spent because it was four shows downstairs just
but
now.
You got that type of strength though.
Yeah,
you got the special strength.
You got that special strength.
You don't have the special brain, but you got the special strength.
That's funny. That's funny. So I guess I'm a little bit tarded.
You're a little bit special.
I didn't say the word. I said tarded.
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 Well, I say retard.
Oh, there you go.
There's only one word we're not allowed to say here. But you are, so it's a fucking...
Right. And that word is friends.
Communism. Oh, it's been a while we haven't preached on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Been good. Well, you know, some people are sick and tired of seeing me.
Who are these people, bro?
The people that follow y'all, whatever it was not.
Yeah,
because there's a switch. Whenever you do, like, Mike Ward's Is It Good? There's a switch. There's a switch up. I don't know what the mathematical equation is, but there is a number of shows that you fall on the other side. Well, they like you, they're happy to see first show, they're happy to see you. Second show, if you're not a girl. Anyways, first show you're that happy
it's
to
less
see you.
If it's a girl, it's yes. They're happy to see you for a show and a half.
Yeah, show and a half.
And then grow a dick, bitch.
And sometimes it's like half a show. Yeah. If you're other than a girl, it's one, two, one. Me was like, after the fifth one, I felt there was a, yeah. Then you see insults and shit like that.
Oh!
Yeah, people, he's not funny. He's not a real comedian. You think he's funny?
He's not a real comedian. I know he's made of plastic.
You know what I think it is, though? Like, I didn't see those comments.
Yeah,
but, like, once me and Michelle were talking, Preach on Suzuki Good. Whenever we have a shitty guest,
you bring him.
We bring him because we're like he'll save the fucking show.
But I don't think that I don't think that's what people understand.
Is it you're saying my crowd is racist or
no?
Okay, because they are though.
But I guess you didn't say that. But the last one was the one with Biz,
yeah,
the rapper, and the comments were like, "Yeah, he gets on my nerves. He laughs at his own jokes." And I'm like, "Well, that's sad." Because I'm happy and you're not.
I'm just having a good time.
Like, no, but I understand like how it can be annoying. I've heard that comment, but it's just whatever. I was speaking to a couple of people about that.
I had a thing that I was reading the comments about me, and the last couple of shows, like the last, not the last two drink we did, the other one with Emil Khoury.
Oh yeah, that was
that
a good
I was talking. Whenever like people are like, Mike's always talking about money. Because I always talk about money now, but I don't always talk about money, but I oftentimes talk about money, and I always pull like $600 out of my pocket, and I give it to someone, and I see that fucking annoys the shit out of people.
Yeah, well, we're in Quebec.
Yeah, but I'm like, but there's something funny about if anyone is talking about, I had to go see the dentist, it was expensive, it was $900, and then I give them $900.
There's something funny
There's
about
something
that.
Funny about that. And I can't, even when I was super poor, like even in the years that I was making $3,000 a year, seeing a guy give someone $900, it was funny to me.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that whenever people talk about, rich comedy, That's not what they mean. You know what I mean? When they mean the comedy is rich, that's not. That's really not what they mean. They don't want to talk about it. And I told you that. I told you that a bunch of times where I hide what I make. I don't talk.
You don't hide it well, though.
Yeah, you don't hide it.
I've seen your 19 fucking vehicles and your stupid house.
And a blowtorch.
Stupid house.
You've been to my house.
He's got a house that even like a fucking someone that got drafted first round NFL, NBA, NHL be like, that's a bit much.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna blow up his spot right now.
Has a house.
You know how we have the World Cup in Qatar happening right now, and there was all this scandal about the stuff that they built, whatever.
Yeah.
He bought the last surviving Sri Lankan from there. He owns a human being.
No, but the thing is that you're talking about. You're making a reference about
slaves. Fucking dug his pool.
Yeah. And he kept yelling. He's like, "How's it feel? How's it fucking feel?"
Payback, bitch.
No, but you talk about the first draft. I have a house of even the first draft people don't. I make more money than them. So, of course, I'm going to have a bigger house. You know what I mean? But the thing that happened is that.
You make more than someone that's a first round draft?
No. I think so.
First round? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No. A rookie contract. He makes more than rookie contract.
Okay, rookie contract. Okay.
The first rounders.
You're talking about their first contract, but
the big ones normally, they give them after the first initial, the testing.
They have a minimum wage the first year. Yeah,
the base salary of a rookie is $705,000.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the maximum salary, though?
Well, it could be anything, right?
Hold on, let's see.
Because first round pick is more than that.
Are you talking about the first round pick?
Yeah, I was talking about first round.
Yeah, first round pick, of course. But I mean, more than first round.
Yeah.
They don't sound...
First round is the best players, the best young players.
They could go up until 1.5 milli.
For example, the first draft, let's say if we take Sidney Crosby. He made money with publicity.
With endorsement deals
more than the thing that he made. Same thing with even Michael Jordan made more money with the endorsement deals.
Never heard of this
actual,
guy.
Never. No.
Who's this
Michael
guy?
Jordan?
He's a niche guy.
He's okay. one of them tennis players. He's the guy that plays in Creed. He's Creed.
I like that.
He's a Creed guy. He's the black Stallone.
Oh, you mean Michael B. Jordan, the actor?
He's the black Stallone.
Michael Jordan. Hello.
It's a household name.
The thing is, I don't post anything on social media. I don't show things. You know me, so you know. Yeah. You see it. People that have seen me arrive, whatever around, they know.
I see you, and I'm angry. I'm parked out of his house and I'm like, this motherfucker.
You are not the one.
This
listen
son
here.
Of a fucking
oh,
bitch.
Hey, listen here, Rich Big Bank.
You bought a.
Do you know how the fuck you got that nickname, Rich Big Bank?
You bought a blowtorch.
You bought a blowtorch
just because you're like, oh, this
is
fun.
Oh, my God. Bro.
I bought a blowtorch, but he bought two blowtorches.
No, I bought only one. I only got one. Bro, okay, you bought a. You rented a jet.
You did. Yeah.
You know how stupid though.
Change of subject.
We were all there.
No, we were all there.
Last episode, we were talking about my money, and then Emil was like, "What's the dumbest thing you bought with your money?" Yeah. And I was like,
"He pointed at him."
I don't buy stupid shit with my money because I'm like fiscally conservative because I was like, I buy houses, I buy blah blah, and then when I left, I was like. I just bought a fucking blowtorch. And why didn't I say, I bought a blowtorch. I paid fucking Olivier Aubin. I've given him $14,000 this year to have pictures of me on his dick while he fights on ESPN. And I was like, I'm very conservative with my money. Yes.
I saw that bit and I was like.
It's so stupid.
Is this motherfucker so serious?
Why is it that I sponsor Olivier and I'm the one with brain damage? I'm the one that fucking I got.
Because Olivier's good with what he does. And you're not good with your money.
He doesn't take many hits.
I'm so bad at fighting that I don't fight and I still have concussions.
I just realized Olivier's face is normally pretty clean.
Yeah, yeah.
He's good at avoiding getting hit.
Yeah, his face, he doesn't look like a fighter except his ears.
Yeah.
It's the judo years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like,
speaking of judo, the Kyrie Irving thing. What do you think of that?
I knew exactly. Yeah, I knew exactly what he did.
What do you think? Kyrie Irving, the basketball player, he's a phenomenal basketball player.
He tweeted something.
So what happened to Kyrie Irving was during the heat of Kanye West, situation where Kanye said, I'm going on a speaking strike. He's not speaking, but he will be tweeting for a month because of what's going on with the Jews.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I ain't saying shit.
So on Amazon Prime, there's a documentary.
I spoke to my neighbor this morning. I was in the country. Remember my neighbor that had the fun anecdote about the when they
had a black friend back in the day.
They faked their black friend,
bro.
I know we were talking about.
He's telling me this.
We were
story
talking
like,
about scandals in comedy. And I was talking about Zhu Dani, the French guy that he became a super huge anti-Semite. And I was like, he didn't used to be anti-Semitic, but he just became that way. And he goes, and then he starts going, yeah, because Jews control everything. And then I was like, no, yeah, I know people, control the media. And he goes, no, they control everything. Yeah. So everything.
And then you hear in the background just Kanye's latest album blasting. Yeah. He's like, Timsa?
but they control, like, they control everything. The grocery stores. Because I'd heard Jews control the media, and Jewish people do control the media.
Yeah.
But I hadn't. They also control space. I'd never heard Jews control everything.
Oh, the local swimming pool.
Everything. So they control gravity. If I don't get a fucking hard on, it's because some fucking Jew didn't let me get my dick hard.
Yeah, and also they control Viagra. It's crazy. Yeah. It's just all over the place.
These goddamn.
Kyrie Irving found a documentary. He found it on Amazon Prime. This is a documentary that's on there. You heard of the Black Hebrew Israelites, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So in that vein, it talks, I think, about like black people from Africa are also Jews, stuff like that.
Okay, that's why Kanye was like, I'm a Jew.
But it's just some dumb talk. So he shared it. Obviously, a lot of it is probably not true, but even if it is, it doesn't matter. It's just he shared something that's on Amazon Prime. All he did was share a link. I didn't even see it, but he shared the link. And then they said this is anti-Semitic. It's a link to a movie. It's on Amazon. So why is Amazon, like, they're criticizing him, but Amazon has it. It's cool to have it on your platform, but you criticize the people that watch it or share it, but it's already on your platform. So he's a bad guy for sharing it. And then what they said is, okay, if you want to come back, the Brooklyn Nets said, you have to, if you bring up the list of what they want them to do, Kyrie Irving, they're like, you have to apologize. He apologized. He goes, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Then
six things to do. You have to take courses on anti-Semitism, all this shit. And then he says, you know what? I'm just going to retire. Uh-huh. And he's a fucking great player, phenomenal player. He's like, I'm just going to fucking retire. And then people are like, oh, they're bad. And for the first time, I see LeBron grow some balls. He's like, look, I'm going to be honest. He goes, like, maybe I don't agree with everything, but this is excessive what you're making the guy do. Like, he already apologized. Do these six things to you. Bro, suck my dick. I shared a show that, bro, I've shared, you know, The Room, the movie The Room, garbage movie. I forced people to watch it illegally. Illegally. I didn't buy it. It was on YouTube illegally. I shared something that's illegal to watch. And I'm fine. This guy shares an Amazon documentary.
Yeah.
So Amazon don't post it then.
Well, also, what bothers me about that is Judaism is a religion.
No, we're not talking. It's not even about Judaism. It's just the fact that I don't like that. Tell us more. It's just the fact that he shared something that's like available for everyone on Amazon Prime, and he's the bad guy. But Amazon is selling that show. You can watch it.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know what I think about that because I don't know much about that. So I'm not going to go in.
I don't even care about the documentary.
No, I know about Amazon, but the whole Jew thing and everything and stuff like that. All I know is what it seems like is like it seems like he's trying to post something to prove a point.
Yeah.
And then they don't agree with that. And they do all this shit and all this penalties. So therefore you're proving his point.
Yeah. I said the same thing about
Kanye. It looks like someone I know. It looks like what happened with someone I know.
Yeah.
You do a joke on something to prove a point. Then you're like, you can't talk about that, bitch. It proves a point.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening right now. That's what I understand. After that.
Are you saying that Petit Jérémy was a Jew?
Yeah.
That's not what I said. All I said is if little locks would cover his ears.
Can you find out what the documentary talks about? Because I don't even know.
I don't know, but I found the six things. I found the six things
they wanted.
Yeah, you have to do.
You know, I heard a thing this week, though, that made sense. Like, how, like, people were angry at Kanye, but Kanye didn't grow up with Jewish people, so the first Jewish people he ever met were his fucking agents and people that tried to fuck him over.
Yeah.
So you should go like, hey, like, is having like a kind of a mental breakdown.
A thousand, but you think?
A little bit. But you'd have to go like, That's how crazy people are now. Instead of going, look, he's going through, like, understanding why he's saying this, and he's going through a weird phase, just going, hey, dude, fucking, look, the guys that fucked you over were Jewish, but there are some fucking Jewish people that aren't garbage. Just calm the fuck down.
Out of this whole Kanye thing, what I think is fucking weird is that Adidas dissociated themselves from Kanye.
But?
Where I was like, cool.
Do you, boo boo.
I don't give a shit. But they're still gonna sell Yeezys.
And yeah, like, I saw that. But they're gonna rename them.
Oh, they're still doing
they're
that.
Still gonna sell they're Yeezys.
They call them Hitlers.
Yeah, the Lurs. The new the Lurs. they're called the Jeezys, bro.
Yeah.
The movie he shared is called Hebrews 2 N Words Wake Up Black America.
Okay, so he used the N word. That's the problem here.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the title.
Well, I don't care if it's a title, sir.
But yeah, so what are the six things that he has to do for?
This is after he apologized.
No, so one of the six things that he has to do is apologize and condemn the movie.
Condemn the movie? He didn't make it. He didn't produce it.
Hold on, $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes.
Go fuck yourself.
Sensitivity training, anti-Semitic training. But hold on,
wait, you're gonna train you to be anti-Semitic?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I think this is part of the training.
That's such a weird thing.
These six things are part of the training, bro.
So they want to meet with ADL Jewish leaders. I don't know what ADL.
What
is
ADL?
ADL?
Yeah. Meet with ADL, comma.
It's something. Jewish it's the leaders. Defense League.
Yeah.
Astronomic Defense
League. Ashkenazi. No, it's not the Astronomic.
No, defense. It's for okay. Jewish.
Do you think it's to make sure that we don't get attacked by Martians?
Meet with Joe Tsai to demonstrate understanding. Who the fuck,
Joe Tsai? Why would you meet a Japanese guy?
ADL is
Anti-Defamation League. Anti-Defamation League.
Why would you meet a Japanese
guy? Oh, and you know what I saw the other day? That
he's the chairman of Alibaba. What does he have to do?
Wait, he's the chairman of Alibaba? Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Listen,
Alibaba, isn't Alibaba a Chinese website?
Yeah. Why are the communists behind everything?
Why? So if you insult Jewish people, you got to meet a Chinese billionaire and go, I'm sorry.
So do the Jews control China? What's happening, bro?
You know what? It'd be crazy if China didn't exist and it's just propaganda? Jewish people pretending to be Asian.
This whole thing is just super weird.
Yeah,
it's really weird. The Kanye take the Kanye.
None of my Jewish friends care. None of them got offended.
The Kanye thing is super weird. But yeah, that's what struck me with the Kanye thing as well. Like again, I'm not a psychologist. I don't know about what he's going through, what he has, what condition
he's going
he has.
Through some shit.
He's clearly going through some shit. But what struck me the most was like Adidas was like, man, we're not going to do it, but you're still selling the Yeezys
that he created.
That's a bit disingenuous.
I blame Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson fucked him up.
Yeah, big
anybody that would have dated Kim would have fucked him up.
Yeah.
He was so much like but, even before he dated Kim, he was like Kim was like in like seven songs that he did before he dated. Yeah. Like
he's
like,
very in love with her. He even said on Lex Friedman's podcast, and Lex Friedman was like, "Are you sure you still love her?" And he's like, "Yeah, she's the greatest woman ever. I love her, bit of a hoe, but I fucking like he's still."
Did he call her a bit of a hoe?
No, he just said he doesn't like the shit she's doing, but he really likes her. Yeah, he still thinks she's the best. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I feel bad. Like
yeah.
So all this to say. Kanye is not the problem. The Jews are not the problem. I don't know if it's the me.
Pete Davidson.
It's not even Pete Davidson. I feel like the problem is there's some people who try to overcorrect. They're like, you said something offensive about Greeks. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna decide. Yeah. So you gotta apologize to all the Greeks. You gotta do
move
this.
To Greece.
You gotta move to. And you're like, bro, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up.
It's not Pete Davidson. Yeah. It's Pete Davidson's dick.
Yeah. Pete Davidson's dick.
And Pete Davidson, when you see him, he looks like a guy that's got a massive dick.
No, but did you see the clip where? He's talking about it's Charlemagne the God.
Oh,
Charlemagne the God is talking about yo. Kanye called me up. Kanye called me up about how you gonna take Pete Davidson's side? Like, why don't you say something? He got a 10-inch. Like
he thought he said that.
Kanye said.
Yo, Kanye told.
Can you play clips here?
We can play clips as long as Charlemagne doesn't get mad.
Because whenever you see
I'll text them.
Yeah.
Skinny, tall white guys, they always have crazy dicks.
It makes me happy that Pete Davidson has a huge dick.
That's the only reason why you start losing weight.
Yeah.
Pentos has a 19-inch cock.
Solomon the God?
On Kanye.
I like that you're acting like that's the first time you hear that name.
Yeah. Kanye's on Pete Davidson's dick.
Kanye. Yeah. Kanye.
Oh, don't write Solomon the God on Pete Davidson's dick. You might get some weird shit.
Pete Davidson.
Call.
Dick. Write dick.
I found it.
Yeah, goddamn, you're
all right. Let me hear it. He's
talking to Andrew Schultz, actually. He's
talking to Schultz.
He's talking to Schultz. He's talking to Schultz when he says that. It's funny. Jab it? Yeah, play that shit. That shit's funny.
My wife is out here f***ing a white boy with a 10-inch penis, and you won't help me? You're telling me that's your friend, but you're supposed to be culture?
Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny.
How would you?
It's fucked up when your dick is so big that you fucking with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Yeah, he fucked both of them.
But imagine
one in the pussy, the other in the head.
Like, if you're jealous, I've never thought of the size of the guy's dick that was fucking my ex. I've never been like, you're fucking at
this. You know what I think it is? You don't think about that because you thought the ex's of your girls was
beneath you,
white.
You know.
But if you're a black man,
you know what it is.
And your ex is fucking a white dude.
Yeah, that's got a bigger dick. Yeah.
That shit fucks you with your girl and you.
Like Kanye. Kanye has like big dick energy. That means Kanye has a 9.5-inch dick.
I think it,
and
yeah.
He's very angry. He's goddamn this fucking white piece of shit.
I think it's racially motivated. The same way that this is. I think there's a lot of people that don't like Eminem because he's white. Like,
I don't see color.
I don't see. Yeah, I don't.
I feel it though.
I really feel like the thing that fucks with Kanye is that it's a white boy, because what we say about black and black, whatever, whatnot, like, and it's yeah, because
he's giving it to
really,
her.
It really fucks with him. It's like, yo, at least I could say I got a big dick or I got that dick, but now I can't say shit. Fuck. You got that little pecky, like yeah, whatever. Skeet
she would have had to fuck me.
Yeah, that's that shit. So
I'd be like, okay, really, he's got that small fucking white soft dick.
That fucks with him. I'm pretty sure it fucks
God
with him.
Goddamn.
Yeah, obviously. Imagine. You're pretty sure that phone call proves it. So he's going through some shit.
He's taking it well, though. He's taking it well. Because I've been through bad bankrupts, and I kind of lost my shit, but he's taking it well.
I don't think he's racist. I think he's just going through some shit, and he's saying stuff he's not articulating
not
properly.
A racism thing, but it's just like about Pete Davidson. It's a cultural thing.
I mean about the Jews. I think it's just because of train wreck. All of it's not coming out properly.
No.
That's what I think it is.
And then the side of he's trying to say the shit that is outlandish.
Yeah.
Like that's how you be relevant. You try the most outlandish shit. And
I heard a thing today. I don't even know if it's true. But when he did one of his last albums, he wanted to call it Hitler.
Yeah, and they in the boardroom, they were like, yeah, that's not going to fly, bro. He just wanted to call it Hitler.
Oh, that's that's a little retarded.
No. I
don't know if that's true, though.
I heard it, too.
And it makes sense when you see, like
the thing is,
going.
I don't know if it's true. I wouldn't put it out there. I don't know if it's true. If it's true, I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because it would have drawn eyes to the cover.
Yeah.
Outlandish shit.
Because he did have that song, Black Skinhead.
I don't believe this, though.
What's the article?
Kanye was West allegedly
what company? Where's the article from? What
was it? Page6.com.
Page6, but it's sensationalism.
New York Post.
Yeah, New York Post always sensationalizes Page6.
Yo, we have
Forbes. Forbes. Kanye West reportedly. This is all reportedly.
But they're just kind of rewriting the page.
Yeah, that's reported. We got a bit in, not trouble, but there was a thing where we took a New York Post article and it was fake.
Yeah.
And we made a video about that. It was about a chick that was talking about, yeah, I mean, I went to a date and the guy saw me and he left.
What'd she look like?
And she's just doing the video like that. She's doing a selfie type of thing.
Yeah.
And she's just really close to the camera, and she's like, yeah, suspicious. I did. It's really whack because the guy saw me, and then he just left like that. And I think it was because of my fit or some shit like that. And she says, this is what I was wearing. And she backs up, and she's full body shot. And the face was not matching the body. Right. You understand what I'm saying?
One of them centaur situations.
Yeah, centaur. Literally.
She's definitely as heavy as a horse.
And now the thing is, you know, you guys know me.
Yeah.
It's not something that bothers me or whatever.
No.
Not. But it was night and day.
Oh, yeah. That much?
It was like not
a
the
small face.
A small and ass. And it really didn't match the body, which, whatever. And then,
and you know, a chick like that on the dating apps, it's going to be a picture of
yeah.
Like, but that's the thing, that that's what he was saying. They were saying that this girl was always like, they were saying, they were reporting that the girl was only putting pictures of her face,
her ear.
The guy was always saying, like, was saying that it was just pictures of his face, and we did a video on that, and it was not true. It was absolutely not true. Can you show the girl? Show the girl. Yeah, show that picture. No, the first one you got.
This right here.
Yeah. No, put them on. No, put on screen.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right.
So the face.
So this was the face.
How big is she?
And this is the body.
We can't see the body. Well, really dated bigger.
What are you talking about? That's not unless.
Yeah, her face looks like she weighs 114 pounds.
So this is the first image, and then when she backs up.
Just pause. I'm just gonna play first. Let us see it.
Yeah.
So that's the face, which is
tiny
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
And then she's talking everything. So she's talking about.
Let's play the video. Just mute it. Just play.
It's muted.
Yeah. Okay, so she's telling her story now.
I want to date this chick.
So like, all right, cool. Yeah, cool.
This looks all right.
All right.
Okay. So what we're saying is right now,
nice titties. Check.
Okay, like, it doesn't match.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
The face don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she's a beautiful lady and everything.
There's nothing. Yeah, she doesn't matter.
She is a good-looking big girl, but she doesn't look like a big girl. Her face.
Your face doesn't look like a big girl. Yeah. Which,
so what's
whatever.
The?
Whatever. So we go on as like, yo,
as if girl. She cashed.
So we're like, yo, that's catfish.
Yeah, that is catfish.
You should know. You should know. Like, you have to. You know, even girls that the face fit the body, whatever or not.
Yeah,
but it shouldn't matter. If you know it matters to some people,
What do you mean it shouldn't matter? That's uncontrollable.
No, I'm just saying that's what some people put and say, well, it shouldn't matter. Okay. That's not you to control that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To some people, it matters. You're in the dating world. At the end of the day, it is what it is. You have to pull that.
It's got
to
be consensual, bro. If the guy doesn't like it,
that shouldn't matter. Yeah, of course.
But it does. We live in a world where it does. So
the guy doesn't know.
It's very
I've been told by women that like I'm sorry, but I just don't like bigger dudes.
Repulsed. They've told him you are repulsive. Yeah. Some told him get away from me. Get out of my house.
You got a big fat face that matches your body.
No, but I never.
No, but what did you say?
You got girls big fat
told women told me I'm sorry, I'm just not into bigger dudes. And I was like,
okay. First and foremost, the body positivity thing is really for women. It's not
it's
men.
Not for you, dude.
So we don't give a fuck about you.
Women.
So that's what I'm saying. Fat the fat women. Fat,
fuck me then.
Fat women.
Now you're catching on.
Fat women are brave. You are disgusting.
Yeah. You're repulsive.
You are horrible.
That? Yeah, and it was, whatever. We could go on that, whatever. That's really
if you
what
cut your dick off, different story. But right now you disgust everyone.
But anyway, so we did that. So we have to, we took it down. Because the fans, what I like is that our fans hold us accountable for the shit that we do if we fuck up whatever or not.
So what really happened?
So they're like, yeah, nah, the girl posts and you go on a social media and her like her what's the thing there?
Her photos are real?
Tinder.
Okay.
She posted she did everything right. It's the New York Post that took the story, distorted it, and fucking ran with it.
So wait,
she posted all her thing. The guy was a jackass.
Okay, so she was big on
she
her.
Was honest.
She was honest.
Her Instagram wasn't like thin girl 17.
Nah, okay. She was honest.
Okay. Totally not a fat chick 12.
There's pictures on her social media. There's pictures of her in like a bikini and stuff.
Okay,
she was showing.
She was out and about.
Super honest.
So the guy's a piece of shit.
My girl.
The guy's
sorry,
a piece of shit,
up.
And so are you too.
Yes.
For
wait, but what? Why'd the guy do that?
Fuck me, side. I don't know. I don't even know.
You know what I think it is? It's just someone being lazy. It's like, you know when people ask you, they'll go on your website or they'll go on your Facebook and they'll be like, you'll be like, hey, I'm going to be in this town. And then they're like, are you going to come to? Oh. And you're like, you fucking idiot. Google my name. Go to my website. Look at my tour dates.
I hate that.
Yeah. It's like whenever you're going to go, you're going to be like, you're going to be in New York. Let's say you're going to be in New York. We're like, yeah, but when are you going to be in Queens? I'm in Manhattan.
Yeah. Like, what are you going
to tell? Yeah, but when are you going to be in Queens? Bitch.
Yeah, fucking these are stupid drive questions. For but 7 minutes. But yeah,
people do that as well. Like, I'm gonna be in Montreal. When are you gonna be in LaSalle? Bitch, drive. Yeah.
Some people though, like,
never.
Some people
that's retarded.
Some people it's because they just want to talk to you, but other people it's because they're stupid.
Yeah,
they're just stupid.
Yeah,
and they don't they so this fucking dummy
probably saw scroll.
A small face, and he was like. She's a fucking hot. Oh, who's that fatty? Why is there a fat girl on her Instagram?
But she did everything she had to do. So yeah
he's like, so we apologize
and everything and stuff. And
fuck
also like the New York Post was a bit trash for that.
Yeah, they do that. Even a lot.
The girl was like the way they did the thing, the way they did the interview. They did the interview like they spoke to the girl, like they had an interview with the girl. The girl was like, I never spoke to these motherfuckers ever. So they took
really?
It. Yeah, okay.
But the New York Post does that a lot. Like I'll click on a New York Post article, like it'll say something, and I go, wait a minute, let me click on it. And I click
let
on it.
Let me read this. Yeah.
That's crazy.
You telling me a half panda, half fish hybrid didn't save the world from a nuclear weapon?
Some shit like that. Anyways, yeah, all that to say, yeah. Those articles.
That must be weird that you, like, you see yourself in the paper of this girl pretended to be hot. Yay. She's actually disgusting.
Oh my god!
The crazy thing is they left all their social medias on that thing. So when they report a thing, it's a link to her social media.
Yeah.
So motherfucker click on that shit.
Yeah.
So they message her. Yeah. Like that was stupid. I don't know who did that.
It's like, you
but
know,
they get away with it. By the way, because we get in trouble for shit we say on stage or whatever. But online, if you look, if you scroll within 5 minutes,
I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing.
Within 5 minutes of any website, you're gonna get a thing, an ad on the side that says, "Look at these celebrities. They used to
number
be hot."
Number 17 is disgusting. Yeah.
Now they're disgusting, and these are human beings, bro.
Yeah.
Like that one that I thought was so fucking funny. It was the chick from American Pie. You know the one that played the Russian?
Yeah.
She was like, she was a hottie in the 80s, and now she's disgusting. And then I was like,
that's fucking terrible. Fucking.
And then I looked at her.
She's not
and
that
she
hot.
Looks pretty much the same but yeah. She got older. Like she's 20 years older. Bit.
Yeah.
Like, but she's
disgusting.
She's still a nice looking 48-year-old woman.
I got a question for you. Did Kathy Griffin had surgeries in her face?
Yeah, she aged poorly because of the surgeries. Yeah,
yeah.
She used to be cute.
Yeah,
she used to be cute.
Yeah,
but is
she was yeah.
She looked like a cute redhead girl, and now she looks like an ugly redheaded man.
She looks like Carrot Top.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Carrot Top.
She looks like, and he's the same way she is. She looked like any muscular redhead that doesn't want to be old.
Yeah,
yeah, and there might be other. Older redheads that are muscular that don't want to be old, but that's what she looks like.
Yeah, she didn't age well.
I saw a picture of her like recently, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, there's something crazy about like my dad has the same problem I do. My eyes as I've gotten older, my eyes are fucking. I always look tired.
Mm-hmm.
No, I could wake up after 19 hours of sleep, and people are like, "You okay? You want to sleep?" And I'm like, "I'm good," but I don't want to fucking get operated on because everyone that has plastic surgery, first one is always good, second one's always okay, and third one you turn into Michael.
Yeah,
You're like, oh, what
Mickey
the
Rourke.
Fuck,
but don't even get injections.
No, what I think that I'm gonna do, like the when we saw Mickey Rourke.
It was the
he
worst.
Looks like a boiled sausage,
bro. Yeah, he looks like an alien pretending to be a human woman, and he doesn't know how to pull it off.
He looks like every lady that told me she was going to pay for my college.
Yeah,
he does look like a boiled sausage.
Yeah, put that shit on. I'm not lying, bro.
Mickey Rourke.
Oh yeah.
You know it's fucking crazy.
And he used to be a handsome ass dude.
Click on the third one. That one. You know what's crazy?
Yeah,
click.
That was like a mask.
You know what's crazy about that? You know what he did? I'm going to tell you what went through his fucking sick, demented mind. He was like, look, people might notice I have a facelift. You know what I'm going to do? To show that I accept that I'm getting older? I'm going to let my hair gray.
Yeah.
So,
good Lord. The airline is fucked up. Bruv. No, pull that shit up. That one right here. Look at the airline here. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, he looks like a lady that does yoga.
He saw a Raggedy Andy or Raggedy Ann doll.
It's sad to see shit like this.
Yeah. God damn.
When I saw this motherfucker on, like, what was it, Iron Man?
Yeah, he was the bad guy in Iron Man.
Good Lord.
Iron Man 2.
Like, during the holidays, right before we filmed the special for Noir, I was like, fuck. We were talking, we did a show, and I was like, I think what I'm going to do is I get older, I'm going to dye my hair.
Yeah.
And then we were in, I think, La Beauce, and I came back, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I didn't know that hair dye went bad. So I had hair dye at my house that I bought in fucking 2007. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put it. And I was like, fuck, I hope I don't look stupid.
You should go to a professional.
I put it in my hair. And yeah, no, I should have. But I didn't. So I put it in my hair. And then I was like, I hope I don't look stupid. And then I rinsed it out. And it changed nothing. Because it was just like washing my hair with black shampoo. They just rinsed out. And then I was like, do I look stupid? I was like, it's the same fucking thing. I'm still white. Like,
but it's good that it went bad.
Yeah.
It really good that it went bad. Because I would have roasted your ass.
Dude, you should do blonde. Like platinum one like he did.
Dude, like, yeah. Like when I dyed my hair.
You said yeah to that?
No. Not he should do it. Like when I dyed my hair, like I was expecting it to look disgusting.
Yeah.
I was expecting it that, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, the hair was fine, but the rest.
But it's just that you have to maintain blondness.
Yeah.
You have to maintain it.
He
looked good.
If you're not willing to maintain it, either, like, you cut your hair short and you redo your like, everything that regrows, you cut it like a bowl cut, and then that shit is always short. But it's a lot of, you have to maintain
too
that
much,
shit.
Too much, it was
you gotta
too much
buy,
work.
You got to buy that blue-ass shampoo. You got to redo... You got to redo your route every 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to do that. Even the fact of just before I would get out of the shower, comb my hair, and it would run smooth right through my hair. Now with the blonde hair, when I had the blonde hair, I'd get out of the shower, try to run the comb through the hair, it would get stuck because your hair is like, you got to treat it. It's
cum.
Drier.
Yeah. Dried cum.
Cum and gum and some good days.
Wow, this is wild.
That was a good joke. That was you fucking... You took his thing and fucking. I see your
leveled
joke.
Leveled it up.
Come, go.
I see your joke and I ruin it.
I'll devolve it.
Let me raise you absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah.
I see your. Yeah.
He's like, I raise you objection, Your Honor. Like, fuck, this guy's hammered. This guy is hammered right now. I object.
I see your $100 and objection, Your Honor.
Yeah, he just objected to me racing. That's what it was. God. Oh, I was watching on Amazon because Sneaky Pete. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Schultz
is
in it in the first episode.
Sneaky Pete? Oh, really? It's
about a con artist.
What's the name of the guy that
Giovanni
Ribisi?
Yeah, Ribisi.
Oh, Giovanni, amazing actor. He looks if anyone from Quebec, it's exactly Martin Perizzolo.
Oh, that's what he looks like.
Look, click on him.
It's Perez, yeah. It's a young Perez.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Exactly, Martin Perez.
Yeah, he's good.
He's probably from the same part of Italy as Perez's family.
Three seasons? Good fucking, I like the show. The first season was the best one, though. But it's a fun show.
I like that comeback. Look at the fat lady, Margot Martindale. She always plays a bad...
Yeah.
Criminal, like she's
good,
or a Russian lady. Or
she's good in this. She's just very, very rough, very annoying.
Yeah,
but
she's
very
always,
good.
That's how she is. I like her a lot.
Such a good old school name.
Yeah,
Martindale. You don't see names like that anymore.
All of my dad's friends have fucking names like that. Like when I put him in that home, or it sounded like I fucking kidnapped him. But when I rented the home for him, I show up and I ask the lady. Because my dad was in the hospital, so I had to find a fucking place for him. And then he told me, he goes, I know five people in this place. So I visit the place, and I tell the lady, I'm like, I think my dad knows five people here. And then she goes, who does he know? And I go, I don't know. And I go, tell every English name that you know, he knows them. And then she's like, O'Rourke. And I was like, he definitely has friends that are O'Rourke.
Yeah.
And Monahan, he's definitely. Yeah. He's like Monahan. Yeah. Yeah. So it was
Quebec?
Like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Because there are like 19 fucking English people.
Yeah.
And my dad knows 17 of them.
Yes. And
yeah,
the two of them.
And the two other ones.
Are
he,
dead.
He knows them, but he's old, so he forgot them.
But I like those old school names.
Yeah.
Bogart.
Yeah. It used to be, do you know how fucked up it is? Like, when I started doing comedy, how easy it was to do crowd work. You used to go, what's your name? And it was always Steve, Bill, or Dave. And now it's always a name you're like, oh, Jesus, how do you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Like,
the names
are more complicated for us old white guys.
Yeah, because, you know, we started going to comedy clubs.
Yeah.
We're allowed now.
Yeah. What's your name? Shaniqua? You mean Cheryl?
Shaniqua. With all of those.
Cheryl.
With all of those complicated black names like Eric.
Yeah. Yes.
How do you Eric. Say that?
Eric. Yeah, that's pretty easy, but there's an H. Ooh.
A reach. Preach. Preach is the best name.
It's all right.
Mm.
It's all right.
Which is a good name.
Is your dad angry that your Bible name, or I don't know how you say, like your official name, your last name is Etienne?
Yeah.
Is he like, okay, can my you dad, fucking I don't, yeah. add the fucking...
Oh, no, he doesn't give. My dad...
is just proud that you're making crazy money.
Yeah. My dad happier than a motherfucker. He doesn't give a shit. What? Preach? Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, don't make me call you that. I always call you stupid, but I mean, preach, you want to use that? Use that fucking shit. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care.
It doesn't seem like something he'd give a shit about.
Like, my dad is super laid back and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
Your mom, same.
Same.
Yeah, even worse.
Even worse.
Yeah.
The minute you show her the digits, she's like, ooh, my son. Preach is my son. She calls me Preach.
Did you
like,
show her?
You don't get to. You wiped my butt when I was a kid, girl. Stop. Stop. You don't get to call me Preach.
And then she was like, you got so much money, I'll do it again.
I'm sure she fucking would.
But you didn't show him how much money you have for real?
I made it. I did that once.
I did and that then you once. Felt bad?
No. I didn't okay. feel. No, not my parents. Not my parents, but... I showed them what was in my bank account once.
Okay.
And they were like, okay. But she almost passed out when I told her, you know, because whenever you buy a house, you have a tax. You know, tax.
Oh, fuck.
When yeah. I told her how much it was for the house, she almost passed out.
Yeah.
How much was it?
29K.
29?
30 G's as a tax. Bro, it's kind of, it's fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
It's criminal.
Yeah,
it is.
Pretty much. That's the only reason why I'm not happy that the liberals didn't win, even though I didn't vote for them, because they were about to remove that tax. And I was like, oh.
You mean here?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were about
to. Oh, that must have been a lie.
One of the things that they wanted to do was remove that tax. God, I mean, it's probably the only thing that was appealing, that I didn't vote for them.
Yeah, I didn't find anyone appealing this time.
There's not a lot of people. There's a lot of.
I haven't.
There's
found
a lot of virtue signaling.
Anyone? I haven't.
What are you talking about? Actually, the CAC had a good thing. They were going to get rid of racism, which they're convinced doesn't exist.
Yeah,
I hadn't.
I'm all about that.
For real, I haven't found any candidate appealing since Jack Layton died.
Yeah,
in Canada,
exactly.
Which is crazy because he died like fucking probably 10 years ago.
2011, 10,
yeah.
Something like that.
And like, it's fucked up. No
it's like,
one.
And it's like nobody sits down and listen, like, or talk. It's like I decided to just listen to the dynamic and everything and stuff, and listen to all the people from Montreal being like, I can't believe that they vote for, like, I was like, shut the fuck up.
Vote for whoever you want.
Just instead of thinking that everybody in Quebec lives in Montreal,
yeah.
just travel a bit.
It's like Americans that live in New York or LA.
Yeah.
That go, what the fuck, why are they, go to fucking go, Minnesota, just, Montana.
Just travel a bit.
Go to real America.
It's like, if you go to the rest, like, we on tour, we go to the rest of Quebec, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We go, can you please?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
You gotta fucking calm down.
I'm just kidding, bro. Calm down. I'm just kidding. Chill. But we go to
his name is on the marquee, bro. He'll cough all he wants.
We we go to the rest of Quebec and this thing and stuff. And I started thinking when we were on tour, actually when we were in the north, in Abitibi and northern of Ontario, I started thinking about the election and stuff. And I was like, let's say you say to the rest of the Quebec, we need to do something about the pollution, like environment and stuff like that. Okay. Well, the motherfuckers that don't live in Montreal and live in the région, they have pickup trucks. They drive their pickup trucks on the highway. They're not the one polluting.
Yeah.
They're looking around. They're in the middle of nowhere. Everything is good for them. It's ugly where? It's ugly in the big fucking cities.
The people polluting are the Jews. Fucking museums.
And the museums.
it's the people in the cities that fucking... Yeah. Like, you talking about, I can't believe that they vote for Lacak and from your iPhone, your third iPhone this year. Like, shut up. You know what I mean? There's a little bit of disconnect with... I'm not saying I would vote for Lacak, but I understand why motherfuckers vote for them where they vote for them.
And the whole virtue signaling thing about, like, fuck, just shut the fuck up.
It's very
just
brave
shut
of you.
The fuck up. Like, just, I had a thing a couple years ago. I was at, Jean Thomas brought me to this tennis thing. And I show up and I order a bottle of water. They give me a bottle of water. And then this girl goes that I knew. She was like, you drink water from a bottle? A plastic bottle? You didn't bring your own thermos? And I was like, what? And she goes, you didn't bring your own thermos? You don't care about the environment? And I was like, I was fucking thirsty. And I didn't know I had to bring a goddamn thermos. And then she was like, you don't care about the environment. And I've never gotten... But I have a fucking electric car, and I don't eat meat, and I don't have kids. This bitch had kids. She ate meat. So I was pulling out all of the shit I saw on the internet, and I was like, I don't fucking eat meat. You eat meat, and fucking kids pollute more than anything. And I was like, I don't want to become this person.
No.
I just want to drink my goddamn plastic bottle of water.
And let's be real. What's going to happen? Because I know me. There's nobody that knows me more than me. And what's going to happen? I'm going to bring that big-ass thermos. I'm going to bring it and fill it with water. What I'm going to do, I'm going to forget it there.
Yeah.
The janitor's going to find it. It's going to throw it in the trash. Okay? And I'm going to have to buy another one from Amazon.
Which is a good company.
Like, the only reason...
They helped me out a lot.
I'm going to buy a whole bunch of them. So let me just buy my shit and recycle what I got.
You should have helped to recycle. You should have said, look, we're going to take care... We're going to do this natural. I'm going to drink this whole bottle, and then you can have the water when I recycle it by sucking it out of my cock.
Yeah. I told her, though, I was like, okay, let's find a...
it's a bit aggressive.
Let's find a turtle. You hold him. I'll fucking jam straws up his nose.
Exactly. But that's a bit of thing that I was like, it was a bit crazy. And again, I know I hear some people, I can't believe that he's voted for Lacak. I didn't vote for Lacak. That's the thing. I didn't vote for Lacak. But, I mean, I could try to understand why people did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to try to understand why people voted for who they voted. Like... I don't know why immigrants voted for fucking for the liberal. I understand why.
Goddamn immigrants.
It's the ones.
But whenever, like, that's a crazy thing about people. Instead of trying to understand people that aren't like you, they attack them. So they'll tell people, you fucking racist piece of shit. And you're like, how are you going to get someone to change? Is it by talking to them or calling them a racist piece of shit?
Or you fucking immigrants
all vote for liberals. Yep. If you're an immigrant and you get attacked by some fucking white dude going, you fucking immigrant.
You're
going
to double down on your position.
Fuck yourself, but sometimes, you white piece of shit.
Yeah, that's come back to what I was talking about in the beginning of... this wonderful show was with the comments on Suzy Cook when I was talking to Biz, the rapper, and we were talking about, you know, what happened with the referendum when the Quebec wanted to separate. I spoke about how immigrants view it. Like, my parents are immigrant. And people was like, there you go talking about things that you don't know about. And I was like, that's how we lived it.
Yeah.
That's not even how I lived it because I didn't.
You were seven.
I was 12. Okay. But in the 95, but I didn't quite understood like the ramification of everything. But that's what I heard from that side. I see how they lived it, and I can make the connection. Like, he doesn't know about that shit. Oh, okay, cool. This dude's gonna tell me that I don't know how I lived it.
Oh, but these are just random people.
Can we just, yeah, I know these random people, but like, can we just sit down and fucking talk about it? Like, can we talk?
I see now on Twitter, people are like, Elon Musk, if I was in charge, I would do this. Bro, you're talking to the richest guy on the planet. If you were in charge and you own a hot dog with fucking only mustard because you can't afford ketchup, and you know it better than this guy, you know it better than, get the fuck out of here, man. Everyone's an expert. Everyone's a goddamn expert on shit that you do better than them.
Damn, it is what it is, man. It's just like, yeah, comedy. Comedy people are telling you like how to do comedy or what
it's the best.
It's the best. It's the fucking best.
It must be cool for a guy like you that you started making like crazy money with YouTube. So you get guys that are experts at comedy that make 1/10 of what you make that are trying to tell you how the business runs. Yeah. That must be crazy.
But that's super crazy. And they're like, yeah, you should do this like that. And
you might want to get a viral video. Get one of them. Listen, I'm telling you, get one of them virals.
But that happens.
I know it happened to me. Someone told me that. Like, oh, you need a viral video.
Where,
I go,
where the fuck is your viral video? Yeah. It's like whenever some people drop in your DM and they're like, hey, do you want to get your blue check mark? And you check
it. They don't have one.
Or it's not blue check. It's the best. And they have 300 people.
Yeah.
I have 29,000 motherfuckers.
I'm doing better than you.
I don't have a blue check mark, but start with you.
Yeah, where's your blue check mark?
I used to always answer these people. Whenever they'd be like,
I did
if
too.
You want, and I'd be like, you have 7,000 followers.
Oh, it's less than that.
What do you know? And then I was like, why am I writing these
fucking
people?
That's a scam.
They're all scams.
But that's the thing. It's people are going to be able to, they're willing to comment, whatever, do you think? Like, it used to bother me. Watch the comments.
It used to bother me. It still does, but it used to too.
Now I'm able to look at the comments and be like, meh. But, or be like, or even I reply to them sometimes. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry you didn't like that. I'm going to have a little bit of perspective when I think about it. And maybe you're right, man. I'll think about that.
I did, so people know, because I was doing the joke. What was the name of that comic? With the one-liner comic from the 80s, 90s.
Mitch Berg.
Mitch Hedberg. Hedberg. Yeah. I just did that joke. Hedberg. I just wanted to say it because I was afraid people were like, he stole a joke.
There was a reference to his joke.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
exactly.
It bothers you too. Comments.
Yeah. No, but I stopped giving a shit.
But it's like, I just have a different peace of mind, like a different mindset with it. But it used to bother me. Like, I used to be pissed off, you know what I mean? Now I'm just, all right, man.
Well, you can't get pissed off anymore because there's so, with all the videos, there's so many.
You're right.
Can't even see them.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I can't. I don't have time to be pissed off.
Yeah, I don't look at the comments, but do you still Google yourself?
Yeah, once in a while, just to see the second thing is being Christine Morassi being my wife.
It's still there.
Yeah. So of course there's a guy named, I don't remember his name. I think it's Donovan Sharp, friends with Fresh and Fit.
Ugh.
Did a 5-hour video about what appearance that I had on another podcast, and he started trashing my wife. And he said, yeah, this is his wife. And it was Christine Morassi.
So he was trashing Christine Morassi.
Yep.
Thinking he's trashing your wife.
That's
retarded.
And the thing is, I haven't said a word about that. That's the first time I'm talking about it on the web. Like, this is not my wife. But it's fine that you think it's my wife. It's fine. But, yeah.
Fresh and Fit are the two guys you're going to argue with.
Miami and stuff like that. And they
have a show where
they
argue with horses.
Yeah, when you do Eric Rich's wife.
No, bro. And there's articles that literally just say, who is Eric Preach's wife?
And then
that's so weird. And then
scroll down. That's Christine, bro. That's not your wife.
And everybody's like, and they use that picture. It's like, this is
even when you like go on.
And
Google.
Dude, there's a whole thing, gender, ethnicity. Oh my god, these people come are back. Weird.
Poseidon, come back. Go to Google and do
sexuality. It should say black.
Go down a bit. Look, Christine Morassi's profile. Look. That's not her.
So, Poseidon, go back. Go on Google and write Eric Preach, E-R-I-C-H, and then we'll see what they. Okay.
Second.
So
that's what I did.
Don't fucking go back.
Oh, sorry.
Go. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. No, but.
Oh yeah.
Start
okay,
writing. Okay. So Eric Preach, wife. Net worth.
Type in Preach.
Wiki.
You don't have
Bachelorette.
Well, you do because the rest are Eric Schuer, bro.
Right, Preach.
You don't have to.
There you go.
his first so, day.
Okay, blonde, which is a French for girlfriend.
Show
wife, age, net worth, origin.
How come it doesn't say cock size?
That goes in.
He never fucked.
People are always private browsing.
You gotta bang Kim Kardashian before so that you cock size exactly. public.
Yeah, those two guys that I got to fight with on the show, they're basically getting owned by random hookers.
They're not getting owned. It's like the minute.
Yeah. I've seen clips. They're losing arguments to brain dead people.
They're not losing the arguments. Is that the minute that they, whatever, they
did. They lost them. A lot of fans, right?
When yeah. they, no, they but they regained them. That's really? Fine. Like, yeah,
they,
that's
they
fine.
They regained, like,
they're close to a million now. I think they're okay. close good for to a million.
But they were like over that?
They closed 40,000 when we had the beef thing. But they gained a lot of fans. It's fine. It's good internet. It's entertaining, should I say. It's entertaining. But yeah,
it's people, old school radio.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know if it's just the clips I see, but the clips that I've seen is just them yelling at OnlyFans girls.
It might be.
You ugly. You stupid. That's why. And I'm like, this is. This
but
is
yeah, but I, yeah. So that's the thing. So every time, like, and he made a 5 hour and 40 minutes trashing my wife.
5 hours, 40 minutes of trashing. Well, yeah,
he does other thing in that. But then there's a good segment that he trashes my wife. And I'm like, oh, this guy, and he challenged me to fight because, oh, yeah, you Fresh and Fizzle are not going to do it. I'll do it. I'll fight you. I'll fight you. Let's go. I'll fight you. I swear to God, I'll fight. And I'm like, okay. And people are like, in my DMs, I didn't respond because, well, I but whatever.
I've asked you, fuck these guys.
No, Abba's not here right now. He's touring and stuff like that, podcasting shit. But we'll see what we're going to talk about that. But that's the thing.
Oh, this is recent.
Recent, in the past week, in the last week.
He challenged you to a fight. Oh, who's this guy challenging you to fight? What's his name?
Donovan Sharp, whatever.
No, who the
so,
fuck is this guy?
But he was talking about, yeah, so this is Preach's wife, guys. This is Preach's wife. And it's like, I'm like, that's not my wife. And the thing that happens is that when we initially had the Fresh and Fit thing.
Yo, put the camera on Poseidon. That's Preach's wife.
My other Instagram page, I had a picture, one of the only pictures I have with a girl.
Oh, and it was her.
It was her. And we're kissing the camera. We're like, cheek to cheek. That's the only picture that I had on with another girl.
So Batman
and
over
they
there
took figured. That shit, ran with it. I don't know if they like she was tagged because she's my friend.
Yeah,
love that girl. She's my friend, and I tagged her, and he's like, "Oh, that's Preach's wife." And he went on. Look.
Where's this guy from? Who is this guy?
Wait. Go on videos.
This guy's arguing some random dude.
Wait, go on videos.
He looks like a date rapist.
He looks like he's easy to fight because he's got the longest face I've ever seen in my life.
Proof Donovan Sharp is a fraud. Yeah, there's the first video.
Go on videos. Scroll down. You're going
to
see it.
How to relationship. Oh, my God.
Scroll down. Did he take it out? Scroll down again. 2 weeks ago. Oh, maybe he took it out.
Scroll down.
Go back up. Because it was alive. Oh, go live.
Live, yeah.
There's video shorts and live.
Change the way it works live. Now. Yeah. Ah, there we go. There it is.
Look. Oh, my God. Preach is scared of Fresh and Fit. But remove your cursor.
Sorry.
A beluga whale. And it points at Christine. Yeah. But that's not
beluga
my wife.
Beluga whale. And that's beluga mean. Whale.
That's not my wife.
I love that. That's what you're defending. Not the fact he's calling Christina Beluga.
You know what's crazy too? How like a lot of black guys like bigger girls. Wow. So by calling Christina Beluga whale, aren't you insulting a lot of black dudes that are like, I like bigger girls.
No, not I don't.
But calling her a beluga whale.
And that's the thing. It's like people are like yeah. You know what? Fuck it. What if it was my wife?
Yeah.
What if she was my wife?
Yeah.
I don't care. I know Kristen's character. She's a dope ass human being. Yeah. She's a cool person.
She'd be a good wife.
Yay. And she sucks dick like she's hungry. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's some good dick.
Yeah, I feel like there's a tour story you ain't telling us about.
Yeah. You know, so I wouldn't even mind Kristen being my like.
Yeah, the problem is.
So let's say she was. Let's say it's like when people leave in the comment, oh, that guy is gay. Okay, what if I was?
Yeah.
Are you looking for your dick to be sucked? Because that's the only people I really care about if I'm gay or not.
Are you offering or what's
no, the, I'm not. Do you want you,
yo, but this guy, what I don't get is what's his beef with you? You never met this guy.
I don't care. Wait, I beef with their friends and then he's just trying to jump in.
Oh, okay, he's friends with Fresh and Fit. Oh, okay,
with them. So collateral.
But why doesn't he attack you? Why does he attack a stranger?
Like, because he ain't got nothing else.
Oh, yes.
It's that clout. It's that thing. They're trying to base it on something. He's trying to make something out of it.
You Battles know what of mean? The low IQ.
He's trying to do like a little kid insulting your mom.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, I'm over it.
It's now, basically people that peaked in high
can
school.
Can you come back to that guy?
I don't think he graduated high school.
I want to see the guy that insulted him again. Because he's got a weird, like, he looks like.
Google.
It's a fucking weird old. He looks like a weird old man.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's. He's
like every middle aged man at the club.
He looks like Chef from South Park.
Oh.
A little bit more in shape.
Is that his videos exposed? Is he in shape, though? What is this exposed shit?
No, because there's a lot of people that don't like him.
Go down. Like, do the picture where it says 21 University.
What? Right here?
Yeah. Ah, there you see him well. How is this guy fighting
his ass?
Whatever. Yeah. He's like
unless he knows how to fight. He might know how to fight.
Look at the size of his chain. You should be very afraid.
Yeah. He looks like every guy I saw at the fucking BKFC fight. He looks like loser.
That's the thing. Is this guy's like, he doesn't want to fight. That's the thing. People on the internet think I'm fat.
Yeah, which is fucking absurd.
They think I'm fat. They think I'm 5'10 and a fat.
I think it's because camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah, no, because I'm 6'2 and 260 pounds. I beat the fuck out of him. Like, okay.
Dude, I've seen you at the you know, the machine there? The boxing machine? Nah, bro.
That's not relevant, but whatever.
Well, it's not relevant, but I get it.
I see what you're saying.
If anybody underestimates Breach, all I'm going to say is...
It's fine, but
I don't think this guy's underestimating.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think he's doing it for clout.
You think I'm fat? It's fine. Every person that I've met when I went on, there's a podcast... called No Jumper.
Yeah, I remember. You're like, I thought you were fatter. They said.
Yeah, but Adam 22 was like, oh shit, I didn't think you was, fat? You didn't think I was not fat? Yeah.
I think it is. I think because you got big shoulders.
Yeah.
We're so they're used, from here.
So yeah,
they're
yeah.
used to seeing
yeah.
this, so they think the rest follows.
Yeah. The rest follows. Yeah. But into a V shape. That's it.
They think you're like that white girl with the little face.
Yeah.
But like, if that bitch is this wide, imagine him.
Yeah.
How fucking big he is.
Yes, which is, I'm like, whatever.
How's man. Adam 22 as a dude? He's a cool dude.
He was cool with me.
Yeah.
I didn't like. It was a cool interview. He didn't do nothing funny or whatever. Or not. It was alright. It was a cool interview. I don't know how he is as a person. Like, we didn't hang out.
Poseidon told me that he killed Aaron Carter.
I can confirm this. Yes, resources have confirmed it to me.
Really? You mean sources?
Sources, yes.
Gold and Silver
has said that Adam 22. I don't think he did, but because you know motherfuckers would be on this case.
No, yeah, I don't think he did either.
I just agreed. I have no idea what the fuck I agreed to.
He had
to.
Is there a rumor? No. He was just the last guy interviewing him and all that. And then I think he OD'd, bro. That guy wasn't doing well.
No, he was not well.
No, you sure? I showed you videos?
Generally, guys with a fucking tattoo on his face that were stars when they were 9 and a has-been when they were 11.
The face tattoo, apart from Tyson, no one else has gotten the face tattoo and then bettered their lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Tyson bettered his life now. But yeah. He was like 11 when years he, when that he was got a the tattoo, weirdo.
It was 9.
No.
Yeah.
It was not great.
I think Tyson, what saved him... Which is weird that I'm not a religious guy, but I think Islam helped him. Not the first years, but because the first years were like, "Salam alaikum, I'm gonna fuck you," and then you're like, "Did fucking Allah want you to suck my dick? Why am I sucking your dick for
it's Thursday?"
Yeah, he was saying weird shit, but he's super good now. I wish I could meet this guy.
Tyson?
He seems like a cool dude.
I'd love to meet Mike Tyson. Yeah.
I wish he would be at the PFL fight. If he's at the PFL fight, I'm like, yo.
GSP's going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be with the GSP.
GSP, we got Maxim, what's his name? Maxim Lapierre, former NHL guy. Yeah.
Funny thing is, I went to train because I train at TriStar, right? And I was last week, and I go train, I do my thing in the morning and stuff like that. I do my thing, I go to the gym, I go to the locker, and I hear a bang, a bang. And I turn around. It's Olivier Aubin there. Okay. So I was like, oh shit, how you doing, man? How the fuck are your feelings? Like, yeah, I feel good. Motherfucker looked great.
Yeah, he's cutting.
Look, motherfucker, yeah, he's looking relaxed. He looked great. So I can't wait to see that shit.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I told Pascal Cameron, which is another comedian that is going with us, win or lose, I'm flipping tables.
But we have we're almost like a street gang. There's a lot of us.
And that's the first fight that he ever does that we did a real sponsorship. So he's going to have 2 Drink Minimum podcast on his shirt.
God damn.
And the other fight, like we had 2 Drink Minimum, but we never wrote podcasts. So people that have never heard of us.
This guy just likes to drink a lot. Like,
this guy fucking he likes rules from Comedy Club.
Yeah. Yeah, big fan of Comedy Club rules. Yeah,
yeah, he's don't tip the waitress. Why is he tip the waitress?
I can't wait for that shit.
It's gonna be amazing. That night's gonna be amazing seeing people that have $3,000 in the bank account become millionaires, and there's gonna be like 6 of those.
Yeah, yeah.
I really can't wait. I really hope everything will go well for our boy. Like he doesn't get.
Oh, it's gonna go well. Like we're there too. We'll.
But yeah.
That's gonna be fun.
He's gonna draw the energy from the crowd.
Oh, we're gonna be there too.
They like Goku.
Yeah, I'm gonna go crazy. Mike got me. I'm gonna Goku crazy. Mike already bought me a flag. I have a Quebec flag with me.
I bought him a Quebec flag.
Yeah, really? Yeah. So when he sees it, he gets motivated.
I'm gonna bring a Haitian flag for no reason.
He's gonna get motivated with that too.
Fucking, I'm bringing a Greek flag.
Oh, and what's his
name?
That's
just going to confuse him, but bring it.
Pascal Cameron made a shirt with his face on it.
That's hilarious.
I don't know if he told you.
With Olivier's face? Okay.
Yeah. Written Olivier Aubin.
And Chris Ramsey's coming.
Yeah, he told me. He told me. He was on my show.
Because you had bought, like I'd bought the tickets and then you bought Pascal Cameron's ticket. And I was like, fuck, when Chris Ramsey was like, I want to come, I bought the ticket next to where Pascal is. So then we'll have 2 tickets there in the VIP section to get us drinks.
Yeah.
And then there's 8 pours.
That's what I told Pascal. He's like, can I repay you?
Yeah, part of your job is getting us drinks.
Part?
Yeah.
Part?
Yeah. No, he knows. He told me.
No, I'm like, bro, no.
Without asking him.
Don't pay me back. Bring drinks.
Yeah. Without asking, he told me.
Bring 2 drinks. Like, I'll help. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But I'll go with you. Get us drinks, and then we're fine.
They're not going to let you, though. But now they will if you take Chris's place.
Oh,
1.8 million followers. I could work something out. Someone out there, a black security guard, is going to know me just like they did in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Let me in. That's great. When the cop came to see, he's like, "Hey, gentlemen, I really like what you do." I was like, "Yes, sir."
It was cool. Huh? They went. Then this guy saw me in Poseidon. He went to Poseidon. He's like, "I love your movie. I believed you were a mall cop." It was
every time he has to sneak him in.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm excited. Every time I see Pascal Cameron, he's like,
"Yeah." Yeah, that's what I thought. He didn't. Unprovoked, he came and told me, he's like, you know, I'm coming with you in November. I said, I know.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to be getting you guys drinks. I didn't tell him. No. He told me, he's like, I'm beginning. Yeah. I was like, I know, I heard the stipulations.
I told him that too, though.
Yeah, I'm like, don't pay me back. Get us drink. At the end of the day, it would have been a lot more than $750 worth of.
Because he paid for the ticket and it was expensive. It was $750 for the ticket.
Yeah.
And I paid for his hotel and his airfare.
God damn.
Because he told me, I got the airfare at first. Or no, I got the hotel at first. And then he was like, tell me what plane it is. And I was like, I'll just pay because there's something funny that no one invited you. Yeah. And you're still coming and it's free.
Nobody, yeah, this guy's like, can I? He sent me a message.
Can I come too?
Can I come too? Deal. I booked the ticket. That's what happened. He's like, no, wait a minute.
And he's got better tickets than everyone.
Yeah.
That was the only 2 guys that asked for tickets have amazing tickets. And everyone that was invited has kind of shitty tickets.
No, because
I didn't learn your lesson.
The row is the next row.
It's the same row.
It's the same row. It's the next, like the next. Like, yeah. The same row. And
it's gonna be wicked. I'm so fucking excited.
I don't give a shit. I'm just glad to be there with
same.
Just the energy. Yeah. And we're gonna see same. Same.
It's like basically. Did you tell him that you changed his ticket for Pascal?
Yeah, you're not coming.
Because he's acting like he's coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I just realized he's acting like he's coming.
That's crazy.
Hey, hold up. I got the text.
You thought you were coming?
But then Pascal was coming.
Yeah.
No, but he was already in the text.
No. No, Pascal's not in the text. Pascal's the comedian.
Oh, I'm not coming? Oh, I thought it was coming because you texted everyone.
Yeah, before he added Pascal.
So you guys didn't tell him.
No. I swear I thought he knew. I thought he knew, and then I realized now because the way he's talking, I was like, wait.
So you guys didn't tell him you're doing this now?
It's not my job.
Biggest piece of shit ever. That's fucked up.
Oh, he's bullshit. Okay. You knew.
No, I didn't. No, I don't mind not coming. I thought I was coming.
Were until we got Pascal instead.
Okay, you really didn't know?
No.
Okay, then one of us didn't communicate.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Should edit that out of the podcast. Awkward.
This is fucked up.
Ladies and gentlemen, patreon.com/pantelis comedy for all of my stuff. Mike Ward over here, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, Mike Ward Suzuku, is available on Patreon. Everywhere else too, but on Patreon first, you can watch it live and you can buy tickets to watch the show live right here at the Bordel. That's patreon.com/.
The money you give me makes it possible for everyone to go see the PFL. Except for him.
You could support him online by going to Linktree/IamPoseidon. Follow him. Give him your condolences. That sort of thing. He's online, DeepPoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. The man in front of us, Preach. You can find him online. Links are already in the description for King Preach the Petty on Instagram. He's on the YouTube right here where you're watching this, if you're watching this right now. Abba and Preach is a channel. Again, links are in the description. Massive channel. They comment on everything. They're good old boys from right fucking here. So support Abba and Preach, and Preach alone. Fucking find him online and support him. Poseidon?
Let's see.
Go fuck yourself.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.